WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Chief Justice John Roberts issuing a written statement rebuking President Trump for calling the impeachment of a federal judge who ruled against one of his deportation orders. Meantime, more judgments against the Trump administration.
A federal judge has issued a legal blow to the administration and Elon Musk's efforts to shut down USAID, ruling that their shutdown of the foreign aid agency is unconstitutional. And another federal judge is now blocking the president's ban on transgender troops from serving in the military, in a scathing decision that the administration failed to explain and justify how their policy would impact military readiness.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. The IDF has renewed airstrikes on Gaza, a top Israeli official telling ABC Hamas is going to continue to be hammered until all of the hostages are released. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he will be talking today with President Trump following Trump's discussion with Vladimir Putin on bringing an end to the war. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. On Tuesday, the Wisconsin State Assembly passed a bill that would require county sheriffs to comply with federal immigration authorities. The legislation would require sheriffs to comply with federal detainer warrants and verify the citizenship of people they arrest. If they don't follow those requirements, they could risk losing funding from the state. State Democrats voted against the legislation, with some calling it government overreach and expensive micromanagement. Governor Tony Evers has already promised to veto the bill. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers to check the runoff risk advisory forecast before spreading manure on their fields. According to a press release, the online tool includes a map showing runoff risk forecasts for the following 3 days during the summer months. The forecasts are updated by the National Weather Service 4 times per day. The Department of Natural Resources also offers services for farmers helping to identify possible alternatives to high-risk manure spreading. One of the largest firearm manufacturers in the United States will be relocating their entire manufacturing operation to Wisconsin. Henry Repeating Arms plans to relocate to a newly expanded state-of-the-art headquarters in Rice Lake with 2 additional facilities in Ladysmith. Company officials say they're also working on opening up a third facility in Ladysmith over the summer. Their current manufacturing operations are run out of Bayonne, New Jersey. Officials say the transition will allow them to increase production and improve collaboration. An Almena man accused of stealing a truck and operating while intoxicated at over 3 times the legal limit in September has entered a not guilty plea in Barron County Circuit Court. According to court documents, 52-year-old Feliciano Sanchez was charged with felony taking and driving a vehicle without the owner's consent and misdemeanor second offense OWI. Authorities say the owner of the vehicle reported it stolen by Sanchez and told them Sanchez was highly intoxicated. He was later found in the passenger seat at a gas station. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers land in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team landed in Denver to get ready for tomorrow's game against Montana. In their opening round of the NCAA tournament, head coach Greg Gard on how they looked in practice preparing for March Madness.
The juice we had today in practice, they understand. You turn the page, we learn from it, we know. Even if we won on Sunday, it doesn't change, right, what we have to do going forward.
NBA, the Bucks with another loss, 104-93 to Golden State. Milwaukee has struggled on offense now for the past week. Doc Rivers.
It's everything. We're missing shots, too, but we don't have the right space, and the ball's not moving. We're not attacking. We're not getting to the paint. I got a whole list, you know, but we got to do it. And I got to get them to do it. That's my job.
NFL, the Packers signed a free agent wide receiver. Mecole Hardman earned 3 Super Bowl rings in his time with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's agreed to a 1-year deal with Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Heavy snow and wind will create areas of blowing snow through much of the day today. We're talking 3 to 6 inches, more to the south, less to the north, and strong northerly wind gusts from 30 to 40. That will create blowing snow through this evening. Our high today, 36. Conditions will improve late tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that law?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll discuss the upcoming April 1st election with our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Beach Watts.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Cardi. How you doing, man?
Man, good morning to you, Earl, man. It is halfway through the week. It's Wednesday, man. It's looking pretty good this weekend, man. How you feeling today?
Man, I'm always doing well. Whenever I get a chance to come and sit before these airwaves and have an opportunity to share my thoughts and views with the listening audience, all is all right with the world. Even though it's a lot of stuff going on. Man, you know.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so listen, man. So we're not going to do
Free Coalition for Lead-Free Water today?
Not today. We're going to renew that on next week.
Okay.
But that frees me up to talk about something, man, that I've been wanting to talk about for a long time. In hour two, we're going to be joined, as always, by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. So I've had it up to the horse's brow, which is an old saying, you know, from almost centuries ago. I've had it with, you know, what happens in this country with people who are conservatives, Republicans, whatever you want to call them, and why they put all of us in the jeopardy that we are in. Here's kind of what I'm talking about, man. Do you run around, do you live your life in fear, man?
Not really, man. I live kind of optimistic.
Fear that somebody's coming to get you and your family.
Nah, not at all.
I mean, this is what happens in this country because Republicans have been able to figure out if things, we know a way to get the average American citizen to vote for us. I don't care where they live. Hey, the boogeyman's coming to get you. Hey, wait a minute. The boogeyman, you know, so adults in this country are fearful that somebody's coming to get them. Oh, it's those immigrants. It's the Houthis. It's people of color. They're coming to get you. And so you've got to be worried. Well, never mind. You live in River Hills.
Right.
Where there's very little crime, if any. Nobody's coming to get you. You live in rural parts of the nation. What are you afraid of, man? Nobody's coming to get you. Yeah. So why do you fall for the okey-doke? The okey-doke is where Republicans continue to lead people to believe that somebody's coming to get them. Well, we can't vote, for the Supreme Court justice. I mean, the woman that's running for Supreme Court.
The Susan Crawford.
Mm-hmm. We can't. we can't vote for her because she's allowing criminals to move around. Oh, there's criminals, and the criminals are coming to get your babies, and you know, they're coming to get your babies, and they're allowing rapists, you know, they rape little girls, and if you vote for her, she's going, hey, man, she's running for the Supreme Court. They don't deal with that.
Meanwhile, the Trump administration is packed full of criminals, rapists, and
hey,
all that.
Man.
It's insane.
And yet people buy into that foolishness.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What the hell are you afraid of? You know, we've got to have more munitions. We have to have more nuclear weapons than the rest of the world because somebody's coming to get us. Man, what are you talking about? If I don't live my life in fear. I live in the city of Milwaukee. I live in an urban reality. And yes, there are crimes in my community. I don't live in fear, man. I'm not going to live in fear. I refuse to live my life in fear. And so just because conservatives know and Republicans know that that works for some people in this country, it doesn't work for me, and it shouldn't work for you. If that's the reason you vote people in, Donald Trump, all he talked about, the crime. Hey, man, I'm not worried about the immigrants coming to get me. The gangs. Oh, the gangs are coming. Hey, Cardi. Oh, the gangs are coming to get me. What are you talking about, man? You know, well, they one of the gang members, you know, attacked a girl.
Yeah.
One girl out of all the people in the country.
That's crazy.
And so we got to worry. We got to get rid of all of them. Hey, man. Hey, what is your problem? Nobody's coming to get you. And so when you vote based on fear, which is what these people do,
mm-hmm.
It's why we're in the situation we're in now. And actually, for the guy named George who writes, don't lock your car door, Earl. You know, hey, man, I'm not stupid. There are people who will steal your car.
No matter what
okay?
they are.
That's correct. We're talking about something completely different. And you don't have the mentality to understand. Okay, you're one of those people. So your response is don't lock your car door. You're foolish enough to vote for people predicated on them scaring you. And why am I saying this? Brad Schimmel, who's running for the state Supreme Court. I heard him the other day on conservative radio. Yeah, I do listen to conservative radio, man. So I know what I'm talking about. If you don't vote for me, you know, Crawford, and you vote for her, your neighborhoods aren't going to be safe. She's releasing criminals all over the place, and he's just nonstop fear-mongering, man. Oh, they're coming. I can't go to the store. Little old ladies, oh, they're going to get you. Man, what? This is America, man.
Are you sure about that, Earl?
Hey, man, hey, listen, man. This is America. Are there crimes in America? Yes. You know, you can't prevent crimes anywhere. But to act as though people who live in safe areas and neighborhoods, like maybe the George guy who's doing these texts, he's not worried about some person from Latin gang member coming to get him, or maybe he is. Maybe he doesn't have enough sense. To understand that most of the crimes that happen in this country and anywhere are not random. Okay? The crimes happen for people who know one another. Most of the crimes. Unless it's somebody breaking in your house, right? Somebody breaks in my house. Let me say to you all, I don't own a gun. At 70 years old, I've only had a gun in my hand once in my 70 years of living. And that was when I was doing some citizens training for the FBI. I went to the FBI Academy, and they invited me. And so I went for about a month and a half just to see how that thing was. And part of it was we had to go on a shooting range. The only time in my life I ever had a gun in my hand, I don't live my life in fear. I refuse to do that. And so they can't fearmonger me like they can fearmonger George. Oh, they're coming out. Hey, man, it's starting to get to be 4 o'clock. I got to get home and lock my... What kind of stupidity are we dealing with? But that works. And so because that works, the Republicans keep playing that same old playbook over and over and over again. And so they're doing it now with the state Supreme Court race. Nonstop. Oh, they freed people who are coming to get your grandchildren, you know. Hey, Donald Trump. Hey, they're eating cats and dogs. Hey, man. Come on, man. This is what we're dealing with in this country. This is just straight talk. 855-752-4842. And, you know, and I've witnessed this for too long. Why does it work? Right? Why does it work? Why do you think the boogeyman is coming to get you? You're an adult. If I told a 5-year-old child the boogeyman is coming, I understand the 5-year-old child being afraid of the boogeyman. But I don't understand adults. And especially adults who live in areas that are not urban areas and that are 100% safe. Why do you allow that to permeate your thoughts? Man, so as I was listening to, you know, Brad Schimmel this morning, she let all these criminals loose, and they raped a little girl, and a little 5-year-old girl, and then she had to appear before the judge, and she had to relive all that. And I'm like, hey, man, come on, man. So you're telling me that this 5-year-old girl that you and others say, this guy raped. I'm not saying he didn't. I don't know. I wasn't there. But to say that 5-year-old had to go in front of the judge, and what could she say? Well, and she had to relive that all over. Oh, really? The 5-year-old girl was able to have the conversation? Come on, man. Just absolute foolishness. You know. And listen, George, making light of a 5-year-old girl's rape. You know, man, you really are one of those people who does not have the independent thought, can't think yourself. You're one of the sheeps. You're one of the sheep that believe anything these people tell you. 855-752-4842 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We're going to continue the conversation on the other side. And picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
I'm Sheriff Todd Scarbin with an important message. Law enforcement teams from across Wisconsin work extremely hard to keep you safe, especially from violent crime. When liberal judges refuse to actually punish violent criminals, it undermines the entire criminal justice system. Some liberal judges, like Susan Crawford, do just that, and her record proves it. Crawford gave 4 years to a guy who sexually assaulted a 6-year-old. She gave 2 years to a guy who beat up his girlfriend and also shot a man. And Crawford gave only 90 days for a guy who brutally beat and strangled a woman. We need a Supreme Court judge who will make public safety a top priority, who will interpret the rule of law in a firm but fair manner, and will not legislate from the bench. More than 80 sheriffs agree liberal Judge Susan Crawford would make it harder for us to keep you safe.
Call Susan Crawford at 608-266-4231 and tell her to stop releasing dangerous criminals. Paid for by WMC Issues Mobilization Council.
With major changes coming out of Washington, our Wisconsin Supreme Court could be the last line of defense for our rights. The ACLU Voter Education Fund does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants you to cast an informed vote in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. So where do the candidates land on issues like abortion? Here are the facts. Brad Schimmel stated he supports banning abortion. Susan Crawford supports access to reproductive health care and successfully protected abortion rights while representing Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin. On April 1st, Wisconsin voters will make a critical decision about the future of abortion in our state. To learn more about the Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates, visit aclu.org/WI2025. Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842 is the number again. You know, this morning I was listening to conservative talk radio as I came in, as I always do. And Brad Schimmel, the candidate for the state Supreme Court, was on and just hyping up about how, you know, Susan Crawford, we can't allow her to become get elected Supreme Court, because if you do, she's going to allow all the criminals to come and get you, and your families aren't going to be safe. And if you elect me, I'm going to make sure that the criminals, hey, man, stop lying. You know, and the commentator or the guy who's there with them, he's just lying right along.
I wonder, where was that same energy when he didn't test those 1,000, 2,000 rape kits?
Oh, man, listen, man, listen. They know this is their playbook. They can trot it out even in 2,500, okay? Because people are afraid, and I keep asking, what the hell are you afraid of? You can't live your life, you know, without being afraid. And so what happens is Republicans know this. We've seen it over and over and over. Those of us who've been around a while, we know what they're going to do. And they know this always works. And I don't care what office it is. Okay, listen, man, so I'm, I'm running for county supervisor. Well, Hey, the criminals are coming. I'm a county supervisor who has nothing to do with any crime. But yet, they know that if they put that out there, it's going to resonate with people who are afraid of their own shadows. Man, you live in one of the safest nations on earth. This is America. What are you talking about, man? Why are you so afraid? What are you afraid of? I just don't get it, man. Let's go to Jim from Brookfield. Hey, good morning to you, Jim. Man, what are you afraid of, man? You live in Brookfield, man. Hey, you afraid that the Hooties are coming to get you, man?
I am not. I've lived here pretty much all my life, and no, I've never seen a Hootie or a boogeyman in my front door and knock on it. I did see somebody canvassing for Brad Schimmel yesterday came to my front door. I wasn't afraid of him, but I made it abundantly clear, no, I'm not going to vote for your candidate. And I said, when he asked why not, I said, hello, I like fair maps. I want to vote for my representative. I don't want to have my representative choose the voters. I want public schools that are strong and are well-funded and not all this money being diverted to voucher schools. And I also want my daughters to have reproductive choices, and be safe and healthy. I'm not afraid of a boogeyman that Brad Schimmel's running on. And I think the way their playbook girl, which you keep referring to, that they're doing over and over again, yes, they've done this for years, for decades, and it works. Because it plays on people's inner fears and racial prejudices.
Yes.
There's no doubt about it. And that's one reason, Earl, why they're so against DEI. Because DEI is not some misguided affirmative action in which they can call it unfair. DEI is diversity, equity, and inclusion. And it's training for people to realize that, hey, this person who looks different than me, speaks different than me, maybe even come from a different background, they're not all that bad. They're not a boogeyman.
That's what it's about, man.
And intelligent.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, and they're against that. That's why they're cutting out DEI, and it's all power, Earl. If they cut out DEI, they can still use that playbook to go to fear, uneducated, unfortunately, sometimes, but racial prejudice. But it's where they can maintain their power.
Jim, it works. So they keep doing it all the time. It never ends. And now this is what they're doing with Susan Crawford. Okay? I mean, I listened to Brad Schimmel again this morning, just lying. Susan Crawford, and look, she's running for the Supreme Court. Jim, she's not running for law enforcement. Well, law enforcement supports me overwhelmingly. That law enforcement has done this, and we've got all the sheriffs and police. Hey, man, who gives a rip, right?
The Supreme Court, they're above the level of the sentencing and the paroles of the boogeyman.
I know,
of the criminal. They're here above that. They are ruling on reproductive rights, gerrymandering,
yes,
and school vouchers. That's what they're ruling on, not the parole of somebody, paroling somebody who may or may not get out.
So, Jim, you know that, but apparently most of these other people don't. And so they count on that, man, huh?
They count on mismessaging or misinformation. And the Republicans for years or decades, that's their playbook. They're good on that. It's misinformation, and social media plays a large part of it there. The public is really misinformed, unfortunately, when they go to the polls to vote. They think they're voting for somebody who's going to rule on a boogeyman sentencing, but they don't realize, hey, you're voting on whether or not you can choose your representative and not the other way around in a gerrymandered district.
Hey, Jim, well said. I wish I had more time. Tony is... okay, we'll talk about it. 855-752-4842 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Ooh, the boogeyman's coming.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning residents about ghost tax preppers with just a few weeks to go until the filing deadline. According to the organization, ghost tax preppers refers to individuals who are not certified to prepare tax returns but still do it, submitting the documents as if the taxpayer had filed them on their own. If any issues arise with the tax return, that taxpayer could appear to be the guilty party to the IRS. Residents should be wary of people offering quick refunds and large returns and review their tax documents personally. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the state's recent population growth is being driven more by immigration than birth and death rates. According to the report, domestic and international migration has been the driving factor in population growth since 2022, as natural population change decreases with lower birth rates. Officials say over a three-year period from 2021 to 2024, Wisconsin gained nearly 82,000 residents through net migration. The largest change came with over 28,000 migrants in 2024. Under the continuing resolution funding bill passed to avert a government shutdown last week, two key projects in Duluth have lost federal funding. According to Mayor Roger Reinhart, the funding loss will affect renovations to the aerial lift bridge and the Lakewood Water Treatment Plant. Mayor Reinhart still says the bridge project could move forward with grants and state funding secured, but the city will need additional state aid to pursue the water treatment plant project. He says the key projects cannot be pushed back any longer. A New Richmond man accused of killing his wife and moving her body has been bound over for trial. 70-year-old Gordon Laxo was charged with first-degree intentional homicide, strangulation and suffocation with domestic abuse, and hiding a corpse earlier this month. Authorities were responding to a welfare check for 68-year-old Mary Laxo on March 2nd, but were unable to find her at the Bluff Border Road home. They later found her dead in a rural area of Polk County. Laxo's arraignment hearing is scheduled for March 26th at 9 a.m. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Gwyneth Paltrow says that she and Timothy Chalamet have a lot of sex together. In a new film, that is. In a recent interview with Vanity Fair, Paltrow talked about her new film, Marty Supreme. Chalamet plays a professional ping pong player and Paltrow his love interest. Throughout the interview, Paltrow tries to make ping pong sound sexy, like Chalamet's character learned on the streets. Gwyneth made a point to say there was no intimacy coordinator on the set and that they handled the love scenes themselves. Sources have not confirmed or denied that to enhance the mood on the set, Paltrow lit a whole mess of scented candles she used to sell that supposedly smelled like her private parts. Google it. It's real. Timothy Chalamet is also prepared to launch a personal product of his own. It's a mustache comb called One Day I Might Need This. Marty Supreme will be released Christmas Day of 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Heavy snow and wind will create areas of blowing snow through much of the day today. We're talking 3 to 6 inches, more to the south, less to the north, and strong northerly wind gusts from 30 to 40. That will create blowing snow through this evening. Our high today, 36. Conditions will improve late tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Donald Trump is out of control. Stopping payments for health care and food for hungry kids, eliminating the Department of Education, and letting unelected billionaire Elon Musk fire anyone he wants and get access to your most private information. We need a Supreme Court justice who will keep them in check before they go too far. That's Judge Susan Crawford.
I'm Judge Susan Crawford. As a former prosecutor and now as a judge, I believe in protecting you, your family, and your right to privacy, and that women have the right to make their own decisions about their health care. Because to me, that's just common sense.
Donald Trump and Elon Musk are both backing Brad Schimmel. He'll do whatever they want. That's why we need Judge Susan Crawford. The common sense judge will keep them in check. Judge Susan Crawford for Supreme Court. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll talk to Top Chef superfan Luke Mathers about his excitement over having another Wisconsinite as a chef testant.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
from each other and give nothing at all. Well, it's a doggone shame, but never too late for change. So if your love runs low, just reach out and call his name. His name. I'm a reason.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. You know, Tony is right. It's like football. If a play works, you keep running it until they stop it. The question is, how do them stop it from working? Well, I'll get into that, Tony, because that's part of what I'm going to be talking about next. But before I go there, you know, people say to me, hey, Earl, Man, you're talking, you know, about Trump and stuff, man. Aren't you afraid? Hey, man, I live in America, okay? Part of what we're dealing with is people have all of a sudden given up the fact that we have freedoms in this country because they're afraid of Donald Trump. Man, when did we come to a point in this society that people are afraid of the president of the United States? It's new. It just happened. And so as long as we're willing to cower and give up our constitutional rights because a bully is in office, man, how do you change it? How do you change it? You can't change it unless you're willing to have the discussion and the conversation out in the daylight. I'm not giving up my rights to free speech because Donald Trump is the president of the United States. I mean, what is going on here? People are afraid. Oh, Donald Trump is, if I say the wrong thing, the news media. Well, Donald Trump is going to get, man, what are you guys talking about, man? What has all this been about? What is all of it about? If we're at a point in the society and at a point that inside of 2 months, we've walked away from everything that the nation was supposedly founded under. Man, you know, push back, fight. Now, part of what's happening with the Democrats right now is people are afraid. What are you afraid of, man? You have a right. Well, Donald Trump's gonna get you. You think the president of the United States doesn't have anything better to do than to come and get you for using your constitutional rights? Man, straighten your back up. That's what's part of the problem in this country right now. Push back. So people ask the question about the Democrats. Well, what are the Democrats going to do? Well, strange you asked that question, because that's one of the things I was going to be talking about. Let's have at it. So here's what we're hearing from the Democrats. All over the map. Well, Democrat, oh, well, we have a big tent, so we allow conversations from everything and everybody. Oh, you do you? You have a big tent. So we welcome all conversations. I'm not opposed to that. We should certainly welcome all conversations, all discussions. When you have a robust debate, a robust conversation about things, this is how you're able to work things through and then come up with what's in the best interest of all the people and not a handful. So Tim Walz had this to say yesterday, you know, governor of Minnesota. Tim Walz said, I don't think we can win over, and because there's a conversation with, you know, that he was having with others and people were saying what the Democrats need to do. And Tim Walz was right on point with this. I don't think we can win over the 77 million like George, the guy who keeps texting, who voted for Trump. I'm concerned with the 90 million who stayed home. Bingo. I've said it constantly. To worry about trying to win over people like George, it's impossible. George lives in a different universe. He doesn't have any independent thought. Somebody else is controlling his mind, the Twilight Zone. We control the horizontal. We control the vertical. Well, that's what they do. They're controlling the minds of people like George, who've given up his ability to think himself. And so when Democrats are worried about whether or not they should, support these thoughts and that they should listen to the people and try to win them back, you're not going to win them back. Let them go. They're too far gone. If they can't see what Donald Trump and Republicans are doing and they're destroying this nation, what makes you believe you can change their mind? You know, you can't. But the other 90 million Americans who didn't vote, that's where your focus should be, man. Easier to work with them than to be worried about the people who didn't support you. You know, man, the vineyard is ripe. 90 million people didn't vote. If you were able to convince 5 million of them, you win the election. You know? So let's stop saying where we need to go. And then Gavin Newsom, who I have been supporting and even many times thought should be the next, Democratic president. Well, I don't support him anymore because Gavin Newsom said we should hear out some of the most hardline figures in the Republican Party on the far right. We should hear them out. And we should give Donald Trump a chance. What? What? Now, come on, man. Gavin Newsom? Look, I've seen a Gavin Newsom before as president, Democratic president. His name was Bill Clinton. And so we don't need a warmed over Bill Clinton. So Gavin Newsom, who believes we should be listening to what the conservatives are saying, to hell with that. Okay? Now, what do you need to listen to, man? What is there about them that you think makes sense and that you're going to be able to reason with them and come to a middle ground on how things should work? So I'm not supporting Newsom. He helped make up my mind with that moronic statement. Well, let's move more to the middle. What, man? Again, I lived through the Bill Clinton years. I know what he did. So we don't need another Bill Clinton. And then Governor J.B. Pritzker of Illinois. I like what he had to say. You know, he took a different approach. The Trump administration has plunged the country into a villainous cruelty that must be fiercely opposed by a unified Democratic Party. Yes, push back, fight. Bowing down to Donald Trump and Republicans who are wrong, man. The things that they are doing are wrong. They're not good for this nation. Nobody can tell me that what they do and what they're doing is good for this nation. Let's go to Robert from West Dallas. Hey, good morning to you, Robert. Your thoughts?
Good morning. I couldn't agree with you more. Every time we listen to the David Axelrods, the Rahm Emanuels, the James Carville types, it's the path paved to hell. The nominee, I said it at the time, should have been Pete Buttigieg.
Yes.
He's clear. He speaks clearly. But people within the party, I don't know if they're worried about homophobia or what. He should have been the messenger. Tim Walz is a great guy. We saw him in the debate. He's a terrible debater. And it's this mentality of, well, we want to get the guy that you want to have a beer with. Well, that's great. But if the guy can't communicate the message, you see Pete Buttigieg brings it to Fox. He goes right on their network and tears through these people with facts, with information. And, you know, it was all about getting the turnout on our side, not converting these people. The average American reads and comprehends at a 7th to 8th grade level. Over half of our country below a 6th grade level. We're 28th in math out of industrialized countries. So even though we think we're exceptional, we're not in a lot of ways. And there's a lot of ignorance out there. These people are sheep and they're led. They're not thinking. They're not using their head and they're not analyzing data. So we need a strong messenger, and we cannot, you know, give in. I mean, this whole thing with Schumer this past week, we saw that. That was a bunch of nonsense. It's like, put on a fight. Ted Kennedy would have fought. Tip O'Neill would have fought. Don't just fold up and say, okay, well, we have to go along with it.
You know, Robert, you understand where I'm coming from, man. I mean, people, yeah. What the hell are they afraid of, man? They live in America. If you're going to give up your freedoms without a fight, you don't deserve to live in this country, man. Okay?
That's right.
You know, that's not why people sacrifice their lives, Robert.
Yep.
It's not.
Yep. I agree.
Hey, thank you very much for the call, man. You're always on point. 855-752-4842 is the number. Listen, man, this is what it's about. I mean, this whole big tent, the Democratic Party, and so, you know, you got to listen to what Gavin Newsom, no. Nobody's hearing that, man. We don't want to hear that capitulation. Yeah, well, we need to listen more to the people on the right. No, we don't need to listen more to the people on the right. Are they listening to you? No. Well, you know, we lost because the Democrats weren't talking to the people on the right, and so the Democrats have to do something to get those people on. No, the hell with that, man. You know, just be right, man. Do what's right by the people. You know, this whole breakdown of, this is why I call it politics, man. This is why I call it politics. Because let's use some common sense, right? I'm having a conversation with a MAGA, you know, people who call themselves MAGA. Just try to wrap your arms around that for a change. Not conservatives, not Republicans. I'm a MAGA. Okay, what is that, man? What party is MAGA? But they're proud. They poke their chest out. How are you going to change that mentality? It's a waste of time and energy. People who have already bought into this madness, man. 855-752-4842 is the number. You know, let's have at it. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C., and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. And you know, Tony, because we're having a conversation about how the Democrats should move forward from here, and I gave three examples. Governor Gavin Newsom of Minnesota, of California, Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota, and Governor J.B. Pritzker of Illinois. And so, you know, they all had different views on how Democrats should proceed. And so Tony says, there's been conversations about Pete Buttigieg, who I like, who I support, who I think is a guy who certainly has leadership written all over him, and would make a great president. He has the temperament and all of those things. But you know, Tony, what his problem is, you know, he's a gay man. And in this country, we are so judgmental that we won't even take that. We can't see that. We're so blinded. We're so hateful, a nation, that a man who I think has the capabilities, the understanding, the temperament to be a great president, there'll be people who will say, I can't vote for him because, you know, he's gay. We live in that kind of reality, man, you know. And so I don't know how we get beyond that. But in the meantime, you know, when we talk about having conversations with Republican voters and, you know, and we shouldn't be attacking them. Hey, man, Republicans attack Democrats nonstop, constantly, constantly. And so, you know, I'm sorry, man. You know, it's you give what you get. And so somehow we're supposed to understand the feelings of Republican voters. who voted for Donald Trump, and there should be some compassion for them. They made the decision that has impacted all of our lives, man. They put us in this shape. They put us in this situation. Am I supposed to now feel compassion for Republican voters who voted clearly for a man who they knew was nuts and was dangerous? Come on, man. I'm sorry. It's hard for me to get there. Maybe because, again, I'm a guy who agrees with Tim Walz. Let's go after the 90 million people who didn't vote. The chances of me changing the mind of people who voted for Donald Trump and support Donald Trump, even though they knew 4 years earlier who and what he was, and yet they voted for him anyway? I'm sorry. Let's go to Mary. Good morning to you, Mary. How you doing?
Morning, Earl. Thanks. And I just broke away briefly to listen to the Contrarians live update, which is 3 times weekly. And I'd really like to encourage listeners to subscribe to the Contrarian on Substack. Jen Rubin and its lead legal representative, Norm Eisen, is winning cases against the megas, the U.S. aid being a significant one. And so, and most importantly, the Contrarian is monitoring and advocating for our April 1st election and promoting people to step up as election observers. They highlighted Sarah Godlewski's statement on their Substack web thing there. And so I'd like to suggest listeners really subscribe to the Contrarian, support it with a monthly donation, and then along with the federal judges, we have no stronger advocates for our defense than the Contrarian and federal judges and other legal entities. Thanks for your
Well, you know, here, Mary, Earl. I am going to start following the Contrarian. I have
disappointed.
No, I have great admiration and respect for anything and any advice you give me, because you've always been right on point. Thank you very much for that. But I'll be following it from this point forward. 855-752-4842 is the number. You know, I'm not a person who is so steadfastly against conversation and dialogue. I think that's the way we get out of this, man. I really do. But, man, it's, you know, conversation is made up of two people conversing, not one. And so if the other side is not willing to have the dialogue and conversation, I don't know how we move forward from there. 855-752-4842. Up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Guys, hang on the phone lines. We'll come to you. You're tuned into The Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will speak today with President Trump about the conversation that happened Tuesday with Vladimir Putin. Putin not agreeing to a ceasefire, but agreeing that Russian troops will stop bombing Ukrainian infrastructure. Renewed airstrikes over Gaza, Israel continuing to demand that all of the hostages be returned to Israel. Chief Justice John Roberts rebuking President Trump in a statement for saying a judge who ruled against the Trump administration ruling should be impeached. Astronauts Sunny Williams and Butch Wilmore back on Earth and being checked out.
NASA and a medical team still evaluating that crew. They're making sure they're safe and healthy before reuniting with their families. The timing is still unclear, but it could happen within the next day or two. And after everything Sunny and Butch have been through, NASA is promising them some much-needed time off.
The two thought they'd be on the International Space Station for a week or so. Instead, they were up there for 9 months. It's ABC's Faith Abube. This is ABC News.